spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording. I am also recording. That's half the battle.
I really think we nailed it that time. Half the battle's
pressing record. A third more of the battle is getting a shit in before we start recording.
Correct.
So we're 80% completed with this episode.
Right. All we have to
really do- only 20% is saying things.
Right. Well, I would say 10% is saying things. The other 10% is staying awake for the duration of the fucking...
True.
I do. So we were texting yesterday, just insight, and this is... And I thought about it as I looked at the timestamp when you texted me, because I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, it's fine. You were asleep, because I texted you around 10 o'clock at night.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Because you were like, yeah, I was asleep. Sorry. Yeah. 8:30 works to record. And I'm like, you don't have to apologize for sleeping. But then I thought about it and I'm like, but you should apologize for being up at 3 o'clock in the morning. What? Dude.
That's my regular sleep schedule. We've talked about this a million times. I don't have a problem falling asleep. I have a problem sleeping more than like a couple hours at any given time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was asleep because you texted me at like 8:30. I probably wasn't asleep yet, but I was like in bed with my phone on silent.
Which is good.
I was in pre-sleep.
Right.
But I probably fell asleep around like 9.
Oh, good.
But then yeah, then I woke up at midday and then I read some.
Exciting.
Watched some murder things.
That's nice and calming.
Fell back asleep. It does lull me back. The amount of times I've put on I Am a Killer, been like, I'm finishing this episode, and then I'm just right out.
I know. I've seen it happen many times in person.
Yes, I know you have. There's something about murder. It comforts me.
When I woke up at like 6:30, and then I fell back asleep this morning, and that's when I go into deep REM sleep. That's 100% of the time when it happens. And right before I woke up, I'm like just rocked to my core. I had a dream, and again, welcome back to the Dreamcast. That I was at a gas station, and a big like silver SUV pulled up, and Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey got out of it.
Whoa!
I know. And they were.
It's good to know that in your mind they're still together. You know, well, true love does exist.
Well, and they were smoking cigs, and they were talking.
Cool. Oh, cool. So they're cool in your mind too.
Smoking cigs in a fucking gas station, and they got in the car, and they were talking about their kids. I don't even know if they have kids together. Who knows?
Not together. I'm sure. I think they have kids. Separate of one another.
Well, and I think this dream was telling me to save my money because, again, dream interpretation, Nick Lachey gets behind the wheel. He starts driving and he goes, man, I wish it just is fucking crazy. You think it's going to go one way and it goes the other way. He goes, I had to wait until a check cashed and now a check cleared. And, you know, now I finally have like $400 in my bank account. And
this, everything about this dream is the best. And we know, you guys know, everyone's favorite thing is to hear about other people's dreams. That's why we talk about it. That's why we tell you our dreams on here. It's fascinating. Everybody loves
it. Yeah, it's super interesting.
But this one is genuinely I'm enjoying. because everything about it is so wild. Because it is, it's very... apt,
yes,
for your current life situation.
Yes.
The lessons, the great, I almost said the late great, he is still with us, the great Nick Lachey was imparting to you. So that, duh, I think the vessel through which that message came is very, very interesting.
Yes. Well, and then Jessica said to Nick, babe, I know. Don't worry about it. Look, I got you covered. I got singles and they were going to a strip club.
This is not true.
This is 100% true. And then I kept waking up. My alarm was going off and I was like, Wendy, you got to get up. You got to get out of this dream. I wanted to be like,
but it's such a good dream.
I want to ride this fucker out. But my alarm was going on. And when I looked at it, it said PFG. And I'm like, I got to go.
Oh, God, I wish you would have just, I would not. I think our friends and listeners would have understood if we didn't have an episode this week and came back next week to explain Wendy had to sleep for 12 extra hours so she could hang out with Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson, who apparently are on hard times at a strip club. I think you should. We're going to stop recording. You're going back to bed.
Yeah.
We're going to will this dream to come back full force.
I mean, I think it'll happen. I'm excited to just get back in a nap. You know what I mean?
God, I do. I really hope it's one of those, because you know, every now and then you have those dreams that like you wake up and go back to sleep and it keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I've never wanted this to be that more.
I know some
this to be a that.
I would love this to be a that. And isn't that what we all want? God damn it. If only this were a that.
This is the ultimate that.
Oh, this is nothing if not a that. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh.
Feeling good.
Yep. Yep. Riding right in the mic.
We're wide awake. Oh. Ride awake. Wide awake.
White awake. I don't.
Oh my God. So what's the update? What's happening in the ska world? What's going on in St. Louis?
Oh, you know, those are all things for the Patreon. but I will. Job's going great. I need to get another job.
Yeah.
But it's just, I worked Super Bowl and I worked during the morning and I made $50, which is fine. $50 is more than I had, but it was just like really depressing. The small amount of money.
Yeah.
So it's like, why are your sports bar don't even open till like 2:00? On Super Bowl.
What time do they open?
11.
That's not...
Literally no one's going. If you're going to a sports bar on Super Bowl Sunday, I have a feeling you're not going to go till, I don't know, the Super Bowl starts.
Right. And also, like, it's different if you're in California that you go start drinking early. And as far as a sports bar... Hold on.
Let me stop you right there. Nothing's stopping people here from drinking early.
Right. Well, but not in a sports bar. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. There's a place close to where you live that is called like Waffles and Whiskey or something fucking crazy.
Oh, that place closed.
Okay.
Weirdly, that the place that specialized in the Liege waffles.
I'm sorry.
And whiskey failed.
I mean, you would think, because I was like, that's a... But I think the problem with that place was, because in theory, it's great for a city of alcoholic gunslingers.
And because it's literally just the 1840s. What do you have here? Waffles and whiskey. It's all we got.
Right. We got waffles, whiskeys, and whores.
Perfect.
The three W's. It's the triple dubs. We get there at 9:00 in the morning.
That would be a better name.
Yeah.
Is a trip dubs.
Yeah.
And throwing whores. Then, hey, I'm sure the business owners listen to this podcast. Guys, just give it a shot. It's still, everything's still inside. It's been closed for 3 months, but just throw in some whores.
Right.
On the DL. Duh.
Right. You don't make a scene. And here's, and again, look, if you're a cop, this is all a joke and this is not, we're not promoting prostitution, which I think is illegal. Here's a trick. If you want to have whores and on the DL, you get people that look like us. So just regular people. I would recommend women in their 30s, a shorter hairdo, you know, you don't want
less makeup, few extra pounds.
Correct. Small tits.
Armpit tits.
Yes. Oh, who doesn't like an armpit tit? It's so boring, you know, to have tits in the
average
front.
Average women. I know. Well, and also, I mean, you know, we've said a lot in the new year. It's 2020. Oh, you think people are just fucking missionary?
Right.
It's hard to get it front tits from lots of other positions. So you throw them in the armpits, get at them from the back easier, from the side, from the top.
Right.
From across the room. It's just easier.
You can even reach
at
from under, too. You know, like just if you're behind, you reach the undercarriage.
When you're behind and under.
When you're behind and under, you can then reach and you can pull, you know, and then you've got the tit right next to the pussy. It's really a beautiful thing.
Well, because that's the other thing about armpit tits. They're pliable.
Yes.
How do you think they got in the armpits in the first place? Very elastic.
Right. Not
so you can easily pull a tit down to a pussy, which has always been the biggest problem about the female anatomy, is that the only two good parts are so far away from each other.
I know. That's that. I think that's if I were going to reconstruct the female body, just put all the good stuff in one place and then all the bad stuff, like the mouth and the brain up top.
Which is already there.
Right. So that's
so
there.
Perfect. Keep it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, put the pussy on the face and the tits on top of your head like Princess Leia buns.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of nice.
That actually would be great because then a person, you could like grab the head boobs and fuck the face pussy, which is not a woman's mouth.
Right.
And then put everything down by the asshole. The brain, the mouth, all the stuff you don't want.
That's...
If there's ever been an argument against God and him, her, it, they existing.
If there was ever...
I think we just nailed it.
If there was ever an argument against God, this is that. This is that.
This is the that.
Oh, my...
Oh, this is the that.
Oh, my God. You know what is a weird thing that I don't get is that when someone's like, and I understand they're trying to be polite.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff I don't get. Here's something that really, it's like when someone's going down on you and then they do the reach up to if you're not coming, you're not whatever, they're not doing a good job.
I'm sorry. It's been so long. I can't, you have to explain what going down is. It's been so many years. So, I don't remember what that means.
What I think it means is drop.
Oh dear. This is where we find out a really sad fact about Wendy.
Going down on someone is when they leave your apartment, walk down the stairs to the ATM and come back.
Yes. That sounds right to me.
Yes.
Again, it's been many years, but that does sound correct.
Right. That's my favorite. They're like, do you want me to go down on you? I'm like, yeah, I'd love
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Bank of America is up two blocks. Chase is right here. But like when they're going down you and then it's, and it's like, if it's not going, like, I don't know what they expect, like a flood to happen, but it's like, it takes time, just chill out. But then like where they reach up, like one hand, like they're reaching from a sewer and just grab a tit and start to like twist it. I'm like,
I always thought that it's like, it, like they're climbing.
Yes.
Like they're free climbing and they're just like desperately trying to hold on.
It's so gross. It's so sad because like, and I know that when if you're going down on a guy and I know this is a heteronormative conversation, but I feel like it's easier when you're sucking a dick to they were they're like, look at me. You're like, okay, you know, whatever. But they're like, make eye contact.
Is that the tone in which you're being told this?
Look at me.
Yes.
Hey, you down there. Hey. Well, to be fair, you know, if they've already gone down on me.
That's true. They can fucking whatever tone they want to take.
Exactly. They're like, hey, I went down on you and I was in line for 17 minutes. I'm, look at me. Look at me. But it's like a goblin thing. But I have like, if they're going down on you and then they like look up at you, it's like that to me is not cute. I'm like, please, please don't. It's very sad.
It's not.
It's a pathetic position to be in. And I know it's like nice to go down on your partner. But to me, giving oral sex is a very submissive bitch thing to do. And I like it, but it's a bitch thing to do. And so I don't want to watch you be a bitch and I don't want you to watch me be a bitch.
Well, but it's also just like a weird, like, cause it's like, what are we looking at each other right now for? Cause then like you feel pressure to be like, oh, I'm really enjoying this. Cause that's what they're doing.
I know.
It's like a, I don't want to say a child because we were talking about sex. it's like a child or a dog, which basically have the same mental capacity, looking up at you like, are you mad at me?
Is this good?
Is this okay? Am I a good boy? Am I a good boy? Like, that's what it is. That's the look.
Yeah.
Because then you're, like, pressured to be like, this, oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really going.
You're pressured to make, like, sex faces, and then it's like. And then
yeah,
it's
just like, maybe I'm thinking about it's tax season.
Right.
I'm fucking busy up here.
I'm thinking about tax season because this activity is taxing. I do not like this. I'm
trying to get that. You put my brain in that headspace.
Right. And the angle too, because I thought about this the other day. You know when you're like, if you open up the camera.
Oh, good.
You know when you open up the camera on your phone, if you're like holding it down, like at your waist.
Yes.
And you accidentally open the camera and you're looking down and you're like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks like fat bastard. You have where you're like your face is down and you just have like multiple chins. No matter how thin you are, it's like many chins and it's like a goblin face.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that. I was like, oh, that's terrifying. And then I looked at my body position. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. That's what they've been seeing the whole time.
This is the angle. So think about that when you're getting, when someone's going down on you and you're like, I want to look down and give you sexy eyes. Know the face they're seeing. That's the angle they're getting, which is just like this fucking.
Which that's why they then grab the tit and try and rip it off your body is they're just trying to get you to look away.
Right. Or they think they're like, oh God, it's a monster. How do I kill it?
I'll just start ripping pieces of flesh off
right.
of them.
I've got to destroy this beast. It's like a combination of Fat Bastard and Shrek. That's what you look like different Mike Myers characters.
It's all yeah, but in your head, you might think you look like Austin Powers.
Right, where you're like, yeah, baby.
Or Wayne. This is, I gotta say, I think that there are enough Mike Myers characters. We could, you know, the face when like someone's in the hospital and they have the pictures of the different faces to be like, what's your pain level?
Yes.
And like the most pain is like the like squiggly mouth, like with like steam coming out of it. And like one is like regular. I think there's enough Mike Myers characters. We could define all areas of life as at one point you look and feel. More importantly, feelings are more important than appearances.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like a Mike Myers character.
Right. We've been talking about this on the Patreon. It's your perception. However you feel is how you're going to see the world. You're going to see the world through your mental lens. So it's how.
If you feel like the love guru.
Right.
You're going to be the love guru.
Right. If you feel like the love guru, then you are going. Guru. I almost didn't fucking pull that
out. That is a toughie.
The love.
For only four letters. That's a tough word.
The love guru. If you feel like him, then you will be someone that is appropriating a culture in a very racist way.
And also not funny.
Not funny at all. You're not funny and you're being very racist.
Yeah. More importantly than being very racist, being very unfunny and very racist. That combo.
It's a nightmare. I do want to go back to something because I thought you were going to say with the face chart, I thought you were going to talk about in therapy. I've never seen, because in therapy when I was put there when I was a kid, because my mom and stepdad were like, these kids are being real cunty when they get back from their father's house. They're crying a
like
lot.
Like they miss him or something.
They're crying a lot.
Like they're sad about this situation.
Well, we don't even, they're sad. So they need therapy.
We're just trying to eat our cereal.
Yeah. And these kids are fucking crying. And when their dad calls, my new husband picks up the phone and goes, shithead's on the phone. And I don't know why my kids are crying. They probably need therapy. And when you go in, there's like a face chart where it goes, how are you feeling today? I've never seen that in a hospital. I would be very upset if I was in like massive amounts of pain and you're just screaming in pain, screaming for morphine. And they're like, okay, we're going to give you morphine, but we need you to wake up. Wake up. I know you're almost unconscious. Which cartoon squiggly face describes your pain?
It is, like the 1 through 10 pain level.
Right. I know
that. I think they have the faces, but I think they have the faces because I know what you're talking about. The like massive poster. I don't think Mike Myers has had a very successful career. I don't think he quite has enough characters to fill that whole poster.
Right.
But he does have enough characters for the 1 through 10 pain scale. He can do faces.
He can do that. Well, I think we should get more specific. And because we were talking about him in context with sexual relations, we should have it be like for sex faces. Because I think...
Yeah, the 10 levels of sex face, which also look exactly like the pain faces.
Correct. For a lot of people.
Pain and pleasure, baby.
It's all the same.
Fine line. Fine line.
And when you get scared, that's the same button as arousal in your brain. Did you know that? Look it up, kiddos.
Dicks. Did you know that? What's your favorite song by this band? Oh, you can't think of one?
Oh.
Oh, you like them all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were cool. No, it's fine. It's fine. You don't have to give it. I know. I believe you. I believe you. I believe.
No, no, no. It's fine. It's fine. You lied about loving you too. I get it. It's fine.
Oh my God. You too. Holy shit. I'm so tired.
Oh, I'm so tired. Maybe because I was texting you back at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
I'm tired / mad that I'm not hanging out with Nick and Jessica, if I'm being fully honest. But what can you do?
Oh, I'm surprised you're holding it together as well as you are.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty upset.
If I was you, I would just be silent, pouting this whole episode.
Yeah.
Looking at your face, being like, well, there's no Nick Lachey / Jessica Simpson hybrid.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a, oh my God. Well, and I know, see, we have so much good stuff. I don't want to save it all for the Patreon, but I do want to, can we get it, like, yesterday was a rough day, and I posted a video to the Patreon. Well, it's uploading now, because on the Patreon, by the time this is up, it'll be up. I recorded it last night, and I was like, this will be fast, and it's a 30-minute video, and it's like, fucking Christ, so it's still uploading. Just a spoiler for the Patreon, the big boss thing we've been talking about.
Uh-huh.
I had, yesterday, it's like, all the stuff we've been talking about in the book where, like, you read, you're like, yeah, no, I know. Shit hit the fan yesterday, and I almost fucked up a very good, like, opportunity by losing my shit, and I had to, like, talk myself down, lie, like, in the moment, and I was fully crying, and I was like, I'm sorry. It was wild. It was...
I have not heard this yet.
Yeah, it happened yesterday. I was doing... It was a photo shoot that I was doing for this thing. And like, I went in and I just lost it. And I was like, anyway, it's on the Patreon. It's so, if you're on the Patreon and you're doing the book, it was interesting, like in real time to be like, oh, I'm watching myself actively self-sabotage and fuck up. Like one of my only ways out, because now that the documentary, I mean, it's still happening, but that's fucking off the rails. Off the rails.
Yeah, that's...
Like, truly. Truly. Yeah.
See, there's some things we can't talk... Okay. Legally and professionally and personally, a big part of the reason we started the Patreon is because there's some things we cannot talk about on this podcast.
Right.
And we know that the people we are dealing with personally and professionally... do not care enough about us to spend $5 a month to find out what we're thinking or feeling. It's really genius on our part.
I know.
To be like, all we got to do is be like, oh, pay $5. And they're like, oh, I don't give enough a shit about you.
I know.
Find out. So, no, it's okay.
It is really funny that's like the lowest amount of a paywall. And we talk so much shit very openly, first and last names,
about our everything going on with us.
I know. And all someone would have to do is kick $5.
Well, I do think there's some people that have done that have used fake names, because there's a few people, very few people, that over the course will join the Patreon and then like immediately cancel it.
I know.
Have you noticed that? There's like, that's happened like 2 or 3 times, mm-hmm. where somebody will join for literally like a day.
Yep.
And then cancel. So I think that's somebody coming in
to spy.
I think that's a bad guy. I think that's a bad guy coming in, mm-hmm. to check out what's going on and then dipping out.
Oh, for sure.
I want to do that. Some guy.
Uh-huh.
I did little fingy quotes. Because who knows where he's from, what species he is.
Right. It could be a lizard person.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's for sure a reptilian.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000,000%.
Had to go back to the center of the earth. They have terrible Wi-Fi. That's why he only joined for a day. He came up, checked out the Patreon, and went back down. But he joined, and then I was like, oh, cool. I was at the gym, and I was like, got to send that guy a message, being like, hey, man, what's up? And by the time I went to do that, which was maybe like 5 hours later, that I went to send him a message, he didn't exist. It was like, you lost a patron. And I was like, oh, no, who is it? And it was that guy.
Oh, my
that
God.
That guy.
You know what? Fuck, man. I'm going to go through and look and see who it is. I got a sneaking suspicion.
Ooh.
Sneaking suspicion.
Ooh.
Well, and here's the thing with, Instagram stories, first of all, we can see if you watch them. You can see who looks at your stories. And somebody popped back up watching all my shit. Da-da-da-da. Ooh, spooky.
It's very spooky because you might be murdered. Nothing spookier.
And I know we joke a lot about wanting to die. And again, this is a joke. We're not promoting prostitution.
Horsey noise.
What was the
horse? That was a really sad horsey noise.
Yeah, that was a horse. That was a horse.
That sounded more like a whale. Not the animal.
That was the death rattle.
Like a person dying and wailing.
Right. That yes, was exactly. The death rattle of a horse. Look, again, if you're a cop or a doctor, we're not promoting prostitution or suicide. We're not promoting it, but we're also not shutting those two things out as options for life choices.
Life choices can include death and prostitution. Mm-hmm. That's like if we did a commercial for pussy fart gain. Much like Cialis, two of the side effects could be death and prostitution.
And also, pussy fart gain is a side effect. You do gain...
You do. My pussy's gotten fatter since we've started this podcast.
Fatter and fartier. You're gaining. We're helping you build girth. Look, it's the World War III is happening. It's happening. And they're all different types of warfare. It's going to go down. This shit is.
I was just like, I mean, yeah, everybody says that all the time. But when he said that, which, again, we all know does not follow the news unless it is CNBC. So I was just like. Did you just get some weird inside information? Like, I'm about to get a text like, there's a plane coming for you right now. The only safe place is my studio apartment in Manhattan. Really?
Yes.
That seems wrong. Let's go somewhere else.
This is the only safe place. Also, chemical warfare. We have to use our queefs to fight people off. It's the only way we can do it.
And our fat protects us. Fucking Artie Lang. Tried to stab himself to death, but he was too fat. Oh, remember that?
No, I do not. Hold on. What?
Wait, you don't remember that?
No, this is great.
This was like years ago. He wrote about it in his book.
I haven't read his book.
Neither have I, but I...
I almost spit my coffee out.
I read about this in a thing when his book came out. Yeah, he like went... This was fucking, I don't know, 10 years... No, it wasn't that long ago. He like stabbed himself in the stomach... When he was surprised on a bunch of drugs and like depressed.
Weird.
I know. I don't mean to spring two new facts on you right now about Artie Lang. I know it's tough. It must be tough to deal with. Yeah, he stabbed himself in the stomach, but he was too fat. Like there was too much tissue. It didn't like get any vital organs.
This is true.
He stabbed himself in the stomach and that's the only reason. Because it couldn't get to the, so you want an argument for not going to the gym and eating pizza. If you want to start stabbing yourself in the stomach and survive, there you go.
Well, and that also is an argument for, because a lot of people, when you're doing a lot of drugs, and this is always to me when people are just like people that are doing a lot of cocaine, but they're also overweight. To me, I thought like, now how does that work? Because that seems doubly bad for you. But it makes sense now because that makes fucking perfect sense.
Yeah. When you're coming down from doing cocaine for a month straight and inevitably try to kill yourself,
right.
You've built up a protective layer.
Yeah.
Now on your body from yourself.
Now I feel like an asshole forever questioning like how and why is someone.
Oh, but that, I think an asshole and very, very, very stupid.
Yeah.
How, I mean, it, embarrassing for you that your brain immediately didn't go to, obviously, they're fat so that when they stab themselves in the stomach.
Right. They live so that they can do cocaine again. I get it now. It makes total sense. And I got to tell you, that does make me feel better about the daily bagel I've added to my routine and my justification for eating ice cream late at night, which is to fill the container with chia seeds. And I got to tell you, it's the best idea I've ever had.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It's so good. And you want to talk about an apology shit where I got to apologize to my cat because he sleeps in the closet in the bathroom.
Oh, is chia seeds and dairy not a good combo?
Well, it's not a good combo unless you love taking big old dumps, in which case.
Which, who doesn't?
I mean, it's nice because it's like a tapioca consistency, so it just adds more
coming in and out.
Oh, both. Uh-huh. It's little like polyps. It's like bloop 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 as it comes out.
I took a wine shit this morning.
Excuse me?
Like, you know when you drink a bunch of red wine?
Oh, I already don't.
And you have like black shit
and the smell is like a sweet smell,
but it wasn't sweet smell. This, I should probably go to the doctor because I had a very black shit. I did not drink any wine yesterday or like this week. So I think I should probably, if my shit looks like that again tomorrow, I did eat a bunch of seaweed yesterday.
Hmm.
Which could maybe account for the depth of color.
Right. And also the depth of garbage coming out of your body. Because seaweed is like a cleansing agent. So a lot of times when it's dark black like that, it's scraping.
We're going to sit on it. But it did. I took a shit and I was like, my first thought was like, when did I last have wine? And then I was like, oh, I have not had wine in a while.
Yeah, that's well, and also,
so either I'm definitely dying of like a colon situation,
right?
Or everything's totally fine and poo's just fun and sometimes looks cool.
Yeah, or you're
cool. I mean, it's cooler than other times. It always looks cool.
If you're not looking at your shits when you shit, and again,
caller's calling.
This is important.
I think there are people. First of all, I think people lie. I think everyone's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no chance that everyone in the world doesn't look at their shit after they shit it.
How could you not?
How do you flush the toilet? Do you close your eyes?
Yeah, you close like a fucking asshole. Like
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Like a Charlie Chaplin character, just eyes closed, just smacking your hands around looking for the flusher.
Just destroying the bathroom.
Yep, just splashing your hands in your own shit, blind, just eyes closed, blindfolded, running around. Is that what you people are doing? I fucking don't think so.
But if it is, that's okay.
Please send us a video.
If that's the reason you aren't looking at your own shit, I'm chill with it. Totally chill with it.
You have to look at your own shit because then you know like where you are as far as like, you know, you can sometimes see
emotionally,
literally location wise, where the fuck am I?
See, that's Wendy is saying, like, you should look at your shit because you can know a lot about yourself.
Right.
Again, both emotionally, physically, medically, all these different things you can find out about yourself looking at your shit. What I am saying is I don't know how it's literally possible to flush a toilet and not look at your own shit.
You can do it. If you like look over,
that's what I'm saying. You'd have to be like,
you have to go or like out of your way to avoid looking at it
or like still be sitting on the toilet when you do it, which that's gross. Cause then well, whatever. But then like toilet water is going to splash up on your butt.
I like, hold on. Unless you're still sitting on the toilet, you flush it, which is gross. Which is what kind of a fucking gross monster? Look, we are ladies. We are sophisticated ladies that go to nice restaurants and eat oysters on mushrooms, dressed up like fancy.
I wouldn't do that again.
Out of work prostitutes. We've got some fucking decorum. We're not just flushing the toilet while we're still sitting on it. That's disgusting. We stand up.
How dare you?
Like ladies, like debutantes, one might say. And I like to be face to face with my feces when I flush. I don't want the shit water spraying on my butt cheeks. Gross. I want it on my fucking face. It's probiotics. It's your own probiotics. That's good.
It's true.
You need that.
It's like how when they put poo in you when you're sick.
Yes.
I'm not going to try. I know they do that. I know it's for different stomach reasons, but I can't. I don't know enough about it.
No.
Let's... I'm trying not to Google anything this episode.
Yeah. Well, look. No. Let's hear. How about for all sicknesses? Here's what we for all sicknesses. You know,
do you have the flu?
You know when
eat
you're
some poo.
You know when and it rhymes.
Which is the most important thing.
That's how you remember, right? This is how when people reveal crazy shit where they're like, you know, like when you're a kid and like you have a cold and your mom like gives you poo, but she mixes it with jelly. So you eat it. She puts a little bit of your own.
And you're like, wait, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. What?
No, when you're little and you your mom will let you get vaccinated because it puts tiny robots into your bloodstream.
Right.
That then control your brain. You know,
right?
So when you're like a kid, and because you're not going to mix your own poo into jelly yet. You're too little,
right?
I'm not talking like a teenager. I'm like a little kid,
right?
Like five, and she takes a little bit of your poo and her poo just because she wants to be a part of you forever, mm-hmm. and mixes it with homemade strawberry jelly,
right?
And then you eat it.
Yeah, you know, when you...
I don't understand. What don't you understand?
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe it's an Orange County thing. Maybe people don't get it, you know? Like,
it's that, by the way, it fucking is. That is not vaccinating your kids and making them eat shit is for sure an right. Orange County thing.
You know,
thing.
When you're a kid and you have the sniffles and your mom makes you point out on the chart of Mike Myers' faces how sick do you feel? And then based on that... You get a certain amount of feces.
Yeah.
It's good for you. It makes you stronger.
And it tastes really good with strawberry jelly.
And, you know, I know it sounds gross.
This is making me... This is two episodes in a row. I'm having a physical reaction.
Me too. And I forgot to light a fucking match in my bathroom, so... I've got a full...
Oh, good. So it's just slowly creeping
so
in.
So I am having a 4D experience of this conversation right now. All of my senses are a-tingle in a very bad way.
Oh. I'm impressed that 2 weeks... I just... You know what I got to say? It's just disappointing. Not just, I'm sure, to me and you, but to all of our friends and listeners. I think we're going soft.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row... And we might throw up via our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, I think we might have to hang up the old podcast.
Yeah.
We're not the ladies we used to be.
Yeah. It's not ideal. Well, that's what happens when you get older. Things change. You know what I mean? Your body parts start.
Your body changes.
Your body falls lower to the ground. Everything starts gaping and sagging, including your tolerance for talking about shit. Eating
shit and consuming it in a very specific way. Oh,
but that would make sense. And again, not to spoil the Patreon. Now that would make sense. You know, if you walk in, you're like, I can't figure it out. I just always, my inner word is that I'm a piece of shit. And then you go back and they're like, what was the point of trauma? And you're like, well, my mother,
I used to eat my own shit.
Yeah. And they're like,
Oh, like as a child, cause sometimes children do that. They'll pick up poo. Cause they're again, very stupid, just like dogs.
Right.
And eat their own feet. So like that, like when you were like, you know, like 8 months old. Oh, no. Like I still do it to this day. I just like, I do it myself. I'm an adult.
Right. I'm not.
My mom doesn't have to do it for me.
Yeah. I'm not
a mama's boy.
I'm not a fucking asshole. Yeah. I make my mom, I can mix my own jelly and shit. I make my own shit jam. Thank you, doctor. I appreciate a little bit of fucking respect.
Some fucking doctor. I don't even see any sort of Mike Myers pain poster in this office.
Yeah, so I'd like to see...
What are you, holistic?
Yeah, I'd like to see your credentials, sir. I eat my shit jam. It's like homeopathy. You take your shit jam and then you just think whatever positive thought you're going to think while you take it.
Oh my God, fucking that shit.
Homeopathy is bananas.
You remember when my mom went to the hospital and they were pulling that shit on her? And I was like, you're getting the fuck out of this hospital. Do you remember that? That hospital up in Ventura?
No. What?
This was years ago.
What happened?
This was a hospital, like a hospital. I just want to be clear. I'm using the word hospital and not office in a strip mall. This was like a fucking hospital, like a county hospital. The doctor. And they're like doing the thing where they're like touching her on different. My mom had pancreatic cancer. This was also the place where they're like, we don't think these problems are related. Like whatever the terrible side effect she was going through at that time. They're like, yeah, I don't think it's related to the cancer or chemo. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure anything happening right now is related to the cancer and or the chemo. Because those are also related to each other.
Right.
Like, there's no chance. If she gets a fucking cold and has to eat her own shit to get better, that's probably related to the cancer and the chemo.
Correct.
So they were like trying, and I was like, I went and saw her. She was in there for like a few days, and I was like, you're never fucking coming to this hospital. Like, I was like, you gotta get the fuck out of here right now. This is bananas. They were doing the homeopathy stuff. They were like, with two fingers, like touching this, like different points on her body.
Oh,
I mean, like it's, and I was like, I was sitting there. I wish that fucking, I mean, talk about ska party hidden camera show. I wish that there was a fucking hidden camera in that room because my face must. I started laughing. I was like, "What are you doing?"
They were touching,
and they started explaining. Yes, the bullshit homeopath where like they touched part in. That's like if you're weaker in a place.
You know what I'm picturing is in that movie, the Andy Kaufman movie, the Jim Carrey, when he played
yes,
Andy,
where exactly, they like, yes, where they touch him. Pulls out the rocks.
Yeah. And they put crystals on him and then they pull out the mm-hmm. fake, like all that witch doctor shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
Yeah. But that was like, he went to India to like see some fucking love guru to pull out his cancer. This was in a hospital. I could not.
I would have been losing my
shit.
And
again, I could have got it if like, because people, again, like that scene in that movie, get very desperate and are like in that situation and are willing to try all sorts of things, even if they maybe don't necessarily believe it. So this would have been one thing if like my mom went to like a alternative healer.
If your mom went
something.
To like some tent in the woods where some woman
yeah,
is running
and
like
was, and this was happening, I'd be like, okay, I'll go with you and like support, who knows, try everything, whatever. But this was in a fucking hospital and I was like, I'm going to like they left the room and I was like, let's go fucking I'm gonna pull out your IVs, we're getting the fuck out of here. This is crazy. Isn't that
that's
in a hot like I was asking this woman, I was like, explain what you do. Like the doctor.
Right.
I was like, so what explain? I was like, what is your like specific field? And she's explaining and like, but like, obviously they fucking know. And I said at one point, I was like, I don't understand why you're, I was like, I totally, that's all totally cool. That's cool. I get people are into that. Why are you in a hospital?
Right.
Like I said, I was like, why are you in a hospital?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, well, we're trying to offer. And I'm like, okay, but then, great. So like the hospital's trying to be very, it's fucking Southern California. Like we're a hospital, but we also have like alternative Eastern medicine options. Fine. But then why are you the main doctor seeing my mom?
That was the main, that was the main doctor.
I mean, not like the main doctor of the hospital, but that was like her.
But it wasn't like a shaman. It wasn't like some woman came in dressed like Stevie Nicks. Then you'd be like, okay.
I wish. Then I'd be like, yeah, for sure. Stevie.
Yeah.
Get on in here.
We'll put
let's
on.
Let's all do cocaine.
Let's do cocaine. Let's throw rumors on. Let's fucking blow this shit out. We'll do blow. Dance around. We all just pat my mom's body. And then after that's done.
Then we'll see a real doctor.
Right.
Who will go, I'm pretty sure that this problem is connected to, I don't know, the stage 4 cancer currently ravaging your body.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like, and here's, and this is like, and it's good to have, like, there's a good where it's like, you have like, where you're like, okay, let me try to like have a like good attitude, but there's like a realistic way to do it and a crazy way to do it, which is where you go, well, we'll just believe really, really hard. And it's like, okay, no, I get that.
But totally do that.
But also look yes. at facts, like actual facts. Because even if you're like, even if this person was like, well, you know, even if the doctor walked in, he was like, well, I am a doctor, but also I believe we are in a simulation. And you're like, okay. But even there, and it's like we had the artist. What's that guy's name? The painter in Southern California you bought the painting from?
Oh, my Zach.
And like Zach even said, because with the simulation thing, I remember, and we were joking, and he was like, it might be a simulation. He was like agreeing, and you were like, you made a joke. You were like, okay, it is, okay, Wendy, then go jump off a roof and see if you can fly, if it's a simulation. And he said very seriously to you, because I remember it was so funny, he goes, well, I mean, there are still rules within the simulation, Megan.
Like, yeah.
And I was like, boom, yes. There's still, even if it is a simulation and it's all, there are still like ground rules like gravity and illness. Those are things that exist with, so even if you're tripping balls and you're way out there, like you still be like, well, we have to deal with things that are the reality of where we are, that like illness is a real thing and cancer is a real thing. And this is how we battle it in this simulation, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But like, it's not by tapping people's bodies.
I can't believe I never told you that story.
No.
I must have. And then you just forgot.
Yeah. It may have been something that you told
me. That was in the cocaine times.
Yeah.
So that could have been, I was telling you that and you were like, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's probably when I was doing cocaine and it's a fever dream where I'm like, I don't remember you saying that, but I feel like Nick Lachey had an experience like that.
Yes. With Jessica, weirdly enough.
Right. But I not from you, but I mean, who knows? You know, everyone's got similar stories. So
how bizarre that you and Nick Lachey went through the same thing. That is crazy. At the same time. What are the odds?
What are the odds? I mean, well, what can you do? You know, but it's, again, we're all connected. And it's good to remember that we all go through similar experiences. You, me.
We're all Nick Lachey's.
You, me, Nick, Jess.
Mike. Just talking about our buddies.
Yeah, just talking about
our pals. If I don't have a fucking dream with Mike Myers in it tonight, I'm going to be so pissed.
Well, you can probably will that into existence. Have you ever done that where you try to like think about something so you'll dream about it?
Yes.
Has it worked?
No. But I'm going to really try. This one I'm really going to try hard on.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to be like, I want to have a dream that I kiss Macaulay Culkin. That was like my number one. Now I'm like, I could probably make that happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's out of his mind. He has a podcast. We could do his podcast.
I think he lives in New York.
Oh, I will find him.
Oh. Macaulay, get out.
New mission. I'm quitting comedy. I'm quitting all this shit. I'm just...
To find Macaulay, you're just going to walk out of your apartment and he's going to be like walking down the street.
I know.
And you're like, well, guess I didn't have to quit it. Guess I didn't have to blow up my whole life for this new path.
I'm just living on the street and I open up a psychic shop, but instead of reading tea leaves, I read people's shit. That's actually the most, because like you, that's kind of smart because you learn.
That's a really good idea.
Because you do. Like we said, you learn, your shit tells you a lot about your body.
Yeah. Well, that's like, that'd be like a real psychic because people would think you're really psychic because you're looking at poo, but you could be like, I think you need to go to the doctor.
Yep.
And then saving lives. That's, oh my God.
And this is how we're going to reverse. This is how we're going to karmically make up for those cunty doctors in the hospital where they were tapping your mom, where you go in and you think it's a real doctor and they're like, put this crystal up your
twat.
Just put, you have ass cancer? How about a rose quartz? Pop it up there. Pop it up.
You know, stage four, here's two.
Yeah.
We do one for every two stages.
Yeah. We'll do the opposite where we're like, come to this shit psychic, which is funny because people be like, oh, this is the shittiest psychic. We'll be like, yeah. And so it's right.
That's what we're called.
Yeah.
Shit psychic.
Yeah.
Because it's like funny.
Mm-hmm. And true.
People be like, oh, they're really bad. No, they're really good. with poo.
Hello? What? How can your poo help you?
Can someone get us in touch with Gwyneth Paltrow's people? Because I cannot think of a better thing for goop.
Oh my God. While we're digging through your shit and moving it around, because a lot of times, again, that smell makes people nauseous. We light all her pussy candles around. So it just smells like a weird orgy that went wrong.
Also, it doesn't smell like her pussy.
I kind of want to smell it.
There's no, of course you do. That's why it's sold out in fucking 20 minutes when they put it on the website. Because people are like, I want to smell what her pussy smells like. Just not even like, I want to smell Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy. Specific, you're just like, that's crazy. What does a vagina scented candle smell like?
I know.
You know what I bet it smells like? Fucking lilac or some bullshit. Mm-hmm. There's no chance it smells like pussy.
No.
Let alone her pussy. But I do like the idea of Gwyneth Paltrow being in a lab in stirrups, like on a fucking gynecological table, and people just like taking samples, and like there's different petri dishes that people are like, no, not that. Just smelling, like mixing.
Right. Well, and here's the thing that the problem with that idea of that, like, one scent is the scent of your pussy, because pussies smell differently throughout the day based on hydration, pH levels, stress, like how much sugar.
Not, the day to day.
Right. And how much sugar you're eating.
Yeah.
You eat a lot of sugar.
And I don't mean day to day like, oh, I haven't showered in 3 days. I mean day to day, like the closer you are to your menses.
Mm-hmm.
Like these all. So which Paltrow pussy is that candle?
I know
that's this joke. People have made this joke so many times.
I know which.
Just about like, oh, is it like she just got out of the shower, or is it like she just went for a run?
Yeah, well, we're not seeing. That's the thing. Fuck those people. We're not making a joke. We're asking a question.
These are serious questions. We are not. This comedy podcast is never funny.
It's never funny. And here's the thing: we're asking serious questions because, again, we're going to be lighting these candles in a room where there's shit in a bowl, and we're poking around to try to figure out what the fuck is going on with you. We're trying to help you. So it is important for us to know at what stage is the pussy
God
smell?
Damn it.
What?
I have a feather in my water. But yeah, the pussy smell thing's important. But this is more important because I'm thirsty.
What? Hold on. How is there a feather in your water?
Like a blanket feather.
Oh, I was like...
Oh, you know, like a pigeon. Like you're just like a seagull feather.
Well, I know you have a hard time getting alone time. So I don't know if you were like, I only come indoors to sleep and record this podcast. Everything else I do, I have to go out in the fucking wilderness. That's what I've been doing for my alone time. You know what I do? I find little Sean and I just walk in and I'm like, can I lay here for a while? And they're like, what's wrong? And you're like, I don't know. I have cancer or something. Just fucking rub crystals on me for an hour. I just need to be alone.
I just need to be alone. Please.
I just need to be out of that fucking house. I need a place to drink water.
I do.
You're just,
it's true.
It's you just like laying down, just crying, smoking a cigarette while some woman's just putting crystals in your pussy. And you're like, I think I have maybe checked my toes for cancer. Just rub me. Touch me.
Just please touch me.
And if someone could turn on some fucking Fleetwood Mac.
But don't talk to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, now I have to take a shit again.
Well, this is good because you're going out to, what did you eat yesterday?
I had sushi.
Ah, that's where the seaweed came from.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, good. That makes more sense. Not that it's not weird to just eat a bunch of seaweed, because seaweed's great.
Which I also do.
Yeah, it's a nice snack.
I have packets of seaweed downstairs. Oh, the Asian market, they have so many different seaweeds, and they're so much better, because I used to get the ones at Costco. This is interesting for you guys. You can't, I mean, shockingly, Kirkland seaweed, not as good as seaweed from the Asian market.
Huh.
I know this is a bit of a surprise.
Okay, hold on. First of all, you're going to tell me, you're trying to tell me that it's good to be fat and do drugs.
Yep.
That's blowing my mind. And now you're telling me that Kirkland Costco brand seaweed is not authentic.
I know. I'm sorry to lay so much on you in one morning.
This is a lot. Yeah. It's the.
You really are going to have to go back to bed.
It's
just to help. So Nick can help you process this.
I know. We're going to have to talk about this. They're going to be bummed out at the strip club, but I got to tell you, it's like, what? Who else am I supposed to talk to about this?
Oh my God. I want this to become a regular thing in your life.
So do I, man. I got to tell you.
Like, I want them to be your spirit guides.
I think I can make that happen. Can living people be a spirit guide?
For sure. In your dreams, everybody's dead.
It's the best part about I know. Going to sleep, isn't it? Everyone you know and love dead. Is dead. Where you're like, thank fuck.
Finally, including yourself. This is great. This is going to, your life's about to turn around.
Well, and apparently Nick is.
I don't know if that means good or bad, but it's taking a turn one way or another.
Well, apparently.
With the help of Nick and Jess.
Yeah, Nick is broke. He's down on his luck. So we can be like, you only got $400. Look, we got a Patreon kicking. So.
We'll have him come on.
We'll be like, look, we'll split some of this sweet, sweet Patreon cash with you.
Hey, you need $50?
You want $50?
I mean, you need it.
Yeah, you need it. But do you want it? How bad do you want it?
See, we're a simple podcast. we don't want to be wildly famous and wildly successful.
No.
You know, we don't want to be financially comfortable.
Why? Who? Gross. Who wants it?
We want simple things. Like, we want this bit to pay off. We want Nick Lachey to end up somehow on this podcast. It's like, we just want to be guests on How Did This Get Made one time. Like, we don't want a lot of stuff. Those are the two things we now. Before it was just one. Now there's two things we want to do with this podcast.
Right. Well, we want, yeah. So we want to do how did this get made? We want Nick Lachey on the pod. And honestly, we want
oh no.
Pictures of your shit. We want to help you guys. And that's,
we want to start a psychic.
And that's, guess what? And that's not even going to be on the Patreon. We'll do that because we fucking love it. If you stumble
upon... We'll do it for free.
We'll do it for free. Here's the thing. For love of the game.
We ask you guys to do stuff all the time. Not hard stuff.
Yeah.
Like read a book.
Or like lay down and close your eyes for 10 minutes and breathe.
But like every night... It's always the same people that message us whenever we have one of these requests.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you this is the one time, because fucking the universe is a perfect and awful place. Everyone that listens is going to take a picture of their shit. Since we're going to get so many pictures of Fessius.
Oh, I like the pronunciation of that.
I told you that the time that When my parents' house was infested with rats and the guy came to like look, like go in the garage and like, and wrote on the thing, like, yeah, there's like feces, and he spelled it Fessius.
What?
I've talked about this on the podcast. I know for a fact because it's, and me and this dude I was dating at the time, I don't even know if we were dating. We fucked a few times. And then we were buddies for like ever. I sent him I took a picture of it. This was like over 10 years ago, and sent it to him. We still had camera phone technology 10 years ago. And it was like our favorite thing. Cause it sounds like a fancy British person's name.
I love Fessius. Fessius.
Fessius. Oh, Fessius.
Send us.
Yeah. So that's how it's spelled. And so I've called ever since.
Here's
Fessius. It's better. It's more fun to say than feces.
It is.
Also, I don't know how he got Fessy. How he was like, I don't know how to spell feces. Also, just write poo if you're that uncertain.
Right.
But Fessius was like so much extra. He definitely, it was a PH. Like he thought, like he was like, feces, that's fancy.
Yeah.
So that's going to be one of those PHF sounds.
Right. Fessius, here's what we do. You send us pictures of your shit and... money-making idea, because books, okay, so, and I've talked about it, we're talking about this on Patreon, I found out, and this is, we you and I will talk about this privately off the show, I found out that I've got, like, two different ends with one of the biglish.
yeah, Wendy, quick, start talking about how you're going to write a fucking book.
With biglish. That's our new ABC sitcom, and it's about fat drug addicts that can't kill themselves. It's biglish. Oh, my God.
Yes.
But here's what we do. Send us pictures of your shit, and then we make a coffee table book, because I got an in, and photo books are easy to make, and coffee table book, you're drinking coffee in the morning, you're having coffee while you're getting ready to take a shit. It's a perfect bathroom book. Because instead of reading a fucking dad joke while you're on the bathroom.
Why did you go to fucking coffee table before bathroom?
I was.
You know how sometimes you have a dinner party, people are having hors d'oeuvres on the coffee table, maybe a couple of cocktails, scrolling through a coffee table book of Fessius?
Because I was just spitballing. That's what happened. So you guys, look, don't be afraid. This is, look, again, we're in the idea room. We're throwing ideas around. And some, the first idea is not the best, but you keep going. My first thought was coffee table because I was thinking coffee, shit, bathroom. But then I'm like, wrong, Wendy, wrong. But if you...
Yeah, you got to keep... You just get it all out. This is safe space.
Much like shitting. You just keep going. Just shit your ideas out until you get to the black stuff, and that's the good stuff. It's a bathroom book. Instead of reading dad jokes on the back, and it says... Fessius Photos. Fessius Festival. There we go, because people... I think that's cute. Fessius Festival in fancy writing, and it's like, we'll have a cute picture that's not of... poo. And then when you're taking your shit, you turn around, look at your shit, open it up.
See, I just need to tell you, we need to change direction. It needs to just be like a picture book of like maybe shits in interesting places, or because that book already exists. There's already a book that you can have in your bathroom. It's a poo log and it has pictures of different like types of shit and what it means. And you can like rate your shit, draw a picture of what yours looks like.
Okay.
So I think ours needs to be more on the artistic angle.
Okay.
Like a really highbrow art book.
Yes. So
of shit.
So it's, yeah, Fessius Festival. And we might change the name, but as of right now, that's kind of a good working title. And then we put, and it's shits in exotic locations. And here's where we can fucking, and it, with the book comes an insert, and it's one of those fold out charts, like the feelings charts, but it's compare your shit to which Mike Myers character.
Done.
Done.